Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
All right, once again, we have Christopher Walken here with us, joining us today. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Nigel.
Awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
The greatest thing in the world, just to see your smiling face showing up at my doorstep to record these. By the way, thanks for all of the Chuck E. Cheese balls that weren't there, you fucking liar. I went looking for them. There's nothing. Nothing down there. Not even a fucking box of milk duds. Nothing.
Maybe I sent them to the wrong house.
Is there some other walking with an O?
I'm not a genie.
You are. You got a fucking goatee. For Christ's sakes.
Anyway, let's just cut to the chase here. I'm sure it's everybody wants to hear. Go ahead and tell us, Christopher, what was Walken's Week?
This week, I discovered that the cure for AIDS, everybody wants to know that.
Yeah.
People are asking. It's also the cure for cancer, by the way.
Really?
It's a double whammy and heart disease. Let's just throw that in there. Heart disease as well.
Uh-huh.
All right? Boy urine.
What?
I know, it sounds sick, but you drink a little boy urine, you're like a warlock. You live forever.
How did you figure this out?
I guess. I mean, my goiter went away pretty much immediately after I gobbled down on Yellowtown there. You know,
you drank boy urine?
Yeah. Does it sound so sick?
Yeah,
you know
it does.
That there's people in China? Here's another Walken's Week. Here you go. Two for one.
Uh-huh.
Two for one deal here.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are people, I don't know where it's at, somewhere where they have them eyes that are weird, like Sub-Zero eyes. You know, over there across the sea, they got them Sub-Zero eyes. Anyways, there's a town. So there's a town over there where there's these people and they like eggs, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like an egg?
Right. Eggs are pretty good.
Eggs are pretty good. I'd eat an egg right now if it was in front of me. Have to be in an omelet form. You know. Got standards. Anyways. So, people like eggs, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a certain kind of bird. It's called a chicken.
Yeah.
Over there, they got lots of them. So, what they do is they take these chicken eggs, and they put them in a bucket, and then they fill it with boy pee, and they let it soak for like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they eat it, and they say it's delish.
Sounds
so
kind of like pickled eggs.
Yeah, but with pee. Boy pee.
Okay, so they...
So I read this on the interweb, and I thought, I gotta try this. So I jumped on one of them the things that the witches hold up with witchcraft.
Oh, airplane.
Yeah, so I jump on board one of them warlock machines, and I fly across the sea to find Sub-Zero and eat his delicious eggs. And I tell you what, not bad.
But you said they cure cancer and AIDS and heart disease and goiters.
Yeah.
I can understand how you could tell it cured the goiter, but I'm pretty sure you didn't have AIDS or cancer. So how do you know that it cures those two?
Well, you know how I had the goiter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ate one of these things. I come back. I see the doctor. And a week later, I don't have the goiter.
What did the doctor do when you went to him?
He gave me some candy or something.
Like he had to take it on a regular basis?
Yeah. He said, eat these Skittles once a day. So I was like, all right, whatever, Doc, you're weird. I like Skittles.
It tastes like Skittles?
No, they were awful. I think they had gone rotten or something. You know how you leave, like, candy up on the shelf for about 7 years? Kind of tastes like that.
Okay.
Except not chewy. They were real crunchy.
Okay.
Anyways, cure for AIDS, cure for cancer, heart disease, perspiration.
I still don't get how. So you're just taking on the witch doctor's word that it cures AIDS and
yeah,
cancer,
whatever he does. I don't know. You know, when I show up, he's always like, "Take your pants off." So I'm like, "Well, this is the same shit my dad pulled when I was a kid, and I turned out fine." So you know, whatever. I mean, if he's got to do his thing, I mean, my dad's not around anymore to do it, so
I guess.
Kind of makes me feel at home.
Uh-huh. All right, everybody, so that was Walken's Week.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.